The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Ehi, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un friscaletto? E come si suona un friscaletto? Un friscaletto, tippiti tippiti ta. Hey, compare.
Joe Piscopo, good morning, good morning. 7:05, freaking all Italian all the time. We're going to keep driving it home, you know. I told you this a couple of times. I knew this song at like 2-3 years old, whenever it was. I was in Belleville. I remember that. And like yesterday, I was in Belleville, New Jersey, and in my grandmother's home on Girolamo Street there, right across from the school. And we're all in the living room at grandma's. I remember that. And I sang that song. Hey, Joey, sing a goodbye, Joey. And how did I know the words? I remember singing it and everybody, you know, just loving it. If I was 3 years old, whatever I was, you know. And then you get older, you become American, and then you forget the Italian. Right? Am I right? Now, we were at the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey event, our big concert for the kids. It was actually spectacular. And we honored Iggy Ignazio Giuffre from Route 22 Toyota. They jumped on board. Route 22 Toyota jumped on board. The Bram Auto Group jumped on board. It was great. Iggy got up there. And I know Iggy from at the showroom of Route 22 Toyota, right? And with Chester. And the whole team was there, by the way. And Chris was there. And it was just a love fest. And Alex Cancella, I tell you about, right? And this ain't a commercial. I'm just telling you, these are the good people. Why, when I tell you, first five callers, next 5 minutes, I tell you that, it's because it comes from my heart. Because these are good people. Iggy gets up there. Now, Iggy's father came from Sicily to America, right? And he was a mechanic. The story goes, and we'll get into the news. At this point, I'm so sick of everything that's happening. But we'll get into the news. So forgive me. But Iggy's father, Carmelo, who came from Sicily, said he had no money. He was in this country. He learned the language. He learned the laws. He wanted to become an American. He was with his beautiful bride. They were driving the back roads. This is Iggy's father telling the story at dinner when I was out there in Brooklyn. Remember that? And he said there was a guy with a limousine and pulled over, and the limo was broken down. Now, Carmelo, Iggy's dad, was a mechanic, a master mechanic from Italy, came over, fixed the guy's car. It was some big shot. And from there, Iggy's dad, Carmelo, went on to race cars. He became a mechanic, and then that went into dealerships. It's a great American success story. I love that. And Iggy made the point himself yesterday at the mic. He did a brilliant, beautiful speech. By the way, he tells me before he steps up there, Joe, I don't want to speak. I don't like to speak. He calls me the day before. I don't. I'm not good in front of people. He was brilliant. He did like 15-minute speech. It was beautiful. And he said, he goes, when he first spoke any language, it was Italian. It was Italian. Ignazio, he went into school. He didn't know. He didn't know how to do it. It was all Italian. And he appreciated what the Boys and Girls Clubs were doing because there was a place where you can go, you know, and you can get help with your schoolwork or whatever, as we do now at the Boys and Girls Clubs, certainly of New Jersey. And it was great. And then Iggy went on, and now he's helping out in a vocational kind of way, working out, taking the kids from the Boys and Girls Clubs, also from Union, the good folks in Union, a Boys and Girls Club in Clifton. They're taking the kids and taking it within the Route 22, the Bram Auto Group, and teaching the kids accounting and sales and everything about automotives. This is great. This is a great, great vocational type of trade program that comes from our good friends at the Bram Auto Group, which you know as Route 22 Toyota. But it was great. It's a great American success story. So that made me, Igumbada made me think of that. And no matter what you are, where you come from, what language you speak, if you come from Egypt, like our buddy Sam who calls, you come from Italy, Israel, you come wherever you're coming from, and you come into this great country, you become an American, and you appreciate everything great about America. And that's therein lies my patriotism. There it is, right there, because I saw the struggle of my family as immigrants. How hard we work to be here. You're a Latino American, you're Hispanic, you come in here, you're Chinese American, you come in here. I know the struggle. I hear the struggle. Cuban American, our Puerto Rican Americans that come in. I hear the struggle to learn the language, to be part of the fabric of the country. And when we become part of that fabric, we celebrate the greatness of this country. And that's why when it's disrespected or they try to take that tenor away, that character away from the country, whether it's a lack of patriotism or it's overtaxation or it's government intrusion, where these things in our mind as immigrants that come to this country that seem un-American, then it gets that's where it gets all of us kind of upset. And that's why we look at the politicians and all they want to do is tax us. They have no regard creating jobs. They have no regard in protecting us. They have no regard watching out for us. And I always say every morning, you and I are the disenfranchised. The hardworking, law-abiding citizen in the United States of America, we are like a dying breed. They don't care about us. They don't care. They will suck us dry of tax money to support whatever cause. And what is the end game? Power for them. You can't tell me the people that won office on Tuesday, they want to go to higher office. That's all that's about. And they use us as the minions. It's the tenets of socialism. You enable the people, put me in charge. That's exactly what the socialism tenets are. And that's exactly what's seen. And that's what makes me scared. And that's what makes me want to run for office. 7-Eleven with Piscopo in the studio here with Frankie and Al. Hey guys, Frankie, you're doing good this morning. What's going on? The president, first of all, I asked Frankie, I said, Frankie, check out President Trump in China. This guy's, he's 71 years old. First of all, politics aside, how does this guy have the energy to do all this? Are you reading the schedule you sent me?
It's really something. I mean, he is keeping up quite a pace here. It is very impressive. That's the only way I can describe it.
Look at this, Frankie. I said, Frankie, send me an itinerary of President Trump's trip to Asia. He was there. He was in Hawaii the 3rd, which I thought was great. And I'm going to tell you this on the radio the way it is, and you deal with it. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. The fact that President Trump, and I don't know the fact, and I'm not apologizing for the guy. I don't idolize the guy. I see the faults. I understand the tweeting problem. I understand it all. I understand the criticisms are just in many regards. But you got to give credit where it's due because it's only fair. And it's only fair and it's just to give the guy credit. He stops at Pearl Harbor with Melania. Why would the president? I have a feeling he's kind of like a kid. He really is. He's like a kid for good and bad. He's like, he goes, I want to go to Pearl Harbor because I think he really felt that. He really felt that about the lives lost at Pearl Harbor. I don't think one word, Pearl Harbor was never mentioned the previous 8 years in Washington. So it was great to see Melania and Donald Trump at the Arizona, that USS Arizona Memorial was great. Then he goes to Japan and he's like best friends with Shinzo Abe, right? The prime minister of Japan. And then he was out there playing golf with it. Then to Korea, if you get a chance, you Google Trump Seoul Korea and you will see, you will just hear a great speech the way the president put it together. And I said this to Frankie earlier. He seemed more reserved. I don't know if he was tired or it was whatever it was. That speech was so on the money, you're not going to hear about that. You'll hear more about Paul Manafort than anything like that. Now he's in China now, spending a couple days in China And he's having, I think, a state dinner as we speak. Is that right, Frank?
Yeah, it may have just ended because it's much later in China than it is here. But yes, that was what he was doing in the last couple of minutes.
I wanted to say President Trump says past administrations are to blame for U.S. trade imbalance with China and Beijing. And I guess that would be today. Yeah, Trump said he doesn't blame China and said who could blame one country for being able to take advantage of another country for its own benefit. The president said unfair trade practices are what led to a huge trade deficit, and that both countries will have a more prosperous future if they can achieve a level playing field. And he's also really he's talking about North Korea, saying I don't want to say that he's threatening them, but he's saying I was reading some quotes. I don't have it in front of me, Frankie, about North Korea, saying, look, if you don't straighten up, we're gonna go in. He said, we're gonna just not deal with North Korea in any negotiation. What was that he said? Did you get that anywhere?
I didn't. I think he called on China to act faster when it came to the North Korean threat. That's the bit that I had seen. And then he said at another point, we're done listening to North Korea.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm alluding to. Done listening. Well, what does that mean? Done listening, to, huh?
You got me. It doesn't.
And then they said, did they say he was going to sit down with Kim Jong-un? I heard that at one point as well.
No, I don't believe that's on the agenda. He is certainly going to. The plan is when he's in Vietnam for him to meet with Vladimir Putin. Hopefully they can map out a good strategy for the 2020 election and getting President Trump reelected. So, I hadn't seen any reports that he was going to meet with Kim Jong-un.
But he is meeting with Vladimir Putin in Vietnam. He goes to Vietnam. That would be tomorrow.
Right.
In Vietnam. Trump will participate in the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Economic Leaders Meeting, which is great because he was so against TPP. Yes, he goes right into the heart of it. Sure. And then Sunday in the Philippines. So that's quite a trip. And I guess is this mostly a trade mission, Frankie? Is that what this
is? Well, it's trade and security. You know, he took a lot of big American business leaders with him. So I think obviously, I'm sure with everybody, he's talking about the North Korea issue. But this is it's a nice thing. I think he's doing great. The weekend trip with Duterte, the president of the Philippines, is going to be very controversial just because Duterte is such a controversial guy. I mean, people think Donald Trump says controversial things. Duterte makes Trump, you know, look as like Casper Milquetoast. I mean, Duterte said he would like to eat the livers of terrorists. He is involved in a campaign to kill all the drug dealers in the Philippines and a lot of the drug users. He called President Obama the son of a whore.
It's a little aggressive.
So he's a very controversial guy. So you can bet that Trump's critics in this country are going to be making hay of the fact that he's meeting with Duterte. So
what I want to know is,
and just in fairness to President Obama, you know, he and Shinzo Abe did a very moving Pearl Harbor commemoration last year for the 75th anniversary.
Thank you.
Want to give President Obama credit for
there
that.
There you go. Hey, absolutely, absolutely. But he is meeting with the head of the Philippines, and
yes, I believe that's.
Oh, this is going to be great. That's going to be great. I mean, that's like a sitcom onto its
own.
Will
they be having liver at that at that meeting?
Oh man. Hey, listen, guys. Donna Brazile. That's huge. Did you see her on Tucker last night, Frank?
I didn't. I read reports about it though. And
it was great.
It certainly looks like there's a lot of interest in her book. And I think, you know, a lot of folks, she's confirming what a lot of folks already believed was the case, which is that the DNC really had it in for Bernie from the beginning and that there was a great deal of collusion with the Hillary Clinton campaign. Certainly any spirit of fair play that folks were expecting was not present.
Yeah, boy, she is going right after Hillary. My goodness gracious. And I'm liking it, but she is selling books. But there's something about her that I like. And did she admit that she gave questions to Hillary before?
Yes.
She admitted that.
Yes. And
she's
the CNN
a fraud.
Debate.
She's a fraud.
No, just wants to sell a book, Frank.
She wants to sell a book, but she's a fraud. If they really wanted the democratic process to happen, they should have allowed Bernie Sanders to have a fair shot. They screwed it. They screwed it for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. This could have been a much different race had Bernie Sanders been allowed to campaign and do his thing. Again, she felt that she was anointed. That's not how politics works. That's how fiefdoms work, kingdoms work. We don't live in that type of society. We don't even live in a democratic society. We live in a republic. And it's a shame that this is what had to happen for Hillary to be anointed instead of based on her merits, because she has none. So
I know, but it's interesting. This is a big story. And another big story is that the mainstream media is not touching this. They're saying this. They're all over Manafort. It's over collusion. And they just won't get off of that. This is a searing story what Donna Brazile has done in her book. And it is just a sell books. But my goodness gracious, you got to deal with it head on in this regard. And the mainstream media is avoiding it at all cost. At all cost. Hey, DJ Jaffe is author of Insane Consequences: How the Mental Health Industry Fails the Mentally Ill. He is the executive director of mentalillnesspolicy.org. Why do these mass shootings happen? What happened in Sutherland Springs in Texas? What happened in Las Vegas? By the way, what happened in Las Vegas? How does that just go away? Do you hear what I'm telling you? Why do I have to mention it on the radio? Why don't we have a press corps that goes, whoa, get in? I remember it was studying in school, a guy named Edward R. Murrow, you know, and that was just, I think it was before my time. He used to be one of the journalists from CBS News, you know, and when 60 Minutes started, you know, why don't we have investigative reporting on what happened in Vegas? What happened? If it was mental illness, or that creep, that I have no empathy or sympathy for anybody. If you're mentally ill like that and you do something that dramatic and that reprehensible, you should just rot in hell. Forgive me. But why isn't anybody looking into these things? And how do you deal with something like what happened in Sutherland Springs? You're in a church. It's 11:30 on a Sunday morning, and some creep with an automatic weapon goes in. He gets the weapon. You see, the Air Force, it fell through. The FBI failed us in that regard. But this is a mental illness. How do you deal with it? And DJ Jaffe will break it down for us this morning. Also, your phone calls anytime. 877-970-2999. 721. Deb, you know, that's why I like to talk about distractions. I like to talk about different things. I like to talk about what we call as lifestyle. I'm so tired of talking about these horrible things that unfold
every day
in the country.
It's heartbreaking.
We'll deal with it when we come back, you know, in about a couple minutes. But you got to deal with it. But unfortunately, it is just not easy in the world of broadcasting, Debbie Duhaime, to have to deal with the reality of the day.
Yeah. Well, there used to be the mental institutions, you know, and people would be there and be treated and, you know, they'd be safe there. So I don't know. There's got to be a solution somehow.
Well, we'll talk to DJ, see what's going on. Hey, Deb, how are we doing out there? 7:21 in the morning on AM 970, The Answer.
It's pretty tough right now, Joe, as you head over to the sawmill. The sawmill is completely closed northbound, getting up toward the Cross County. It looks like southbound, they're just reopening some of the lanes. Brain southbound getting into 100C. That's some ongoing construction there. Inbound GWB, 35 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, 30. Holland still 25. 4 westbound remains closed at Grand Ave and Englewood, with a terrible accident happened overnight. New Jersey Turnpike, the western spur north at 15E, getting reports of a collision and traffic slowing down on the southbound side of 109 into Delancey Street in Newark, and that's all due to an ongoing car fire. Grand Central Parkway west at Francis Lewis Boulevard, an accident brought to you by the Empire State Building. Mark a special anniversary or make any date one to remember. Make your date night an enchanted night with a visit to the Empire State Building. Celebrate with dazzling lights and their 360-degree views. Buy your tickets online, EmpireStateBuilding.com, open daily until 2 a.m. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 54. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Joe Walsh explains the Republican tax plan.
Cuts corporate taxes, generally cuts taxes for most Americans.
It's kind of a mess.
But generally, it simplifies the messy, convoluted tax code that we have now that does not benefit average regular American.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, the Justice Department is demanding major concessions for AT&T to merge with Time Warner. The Wall Street Journal says the government wants the combined company to sell off Time Warner's TV unit, which includes CNN or AT&T's DirecTV business. The government and two companies are said to be in tense settlement negotiations. Adidas says its business dramatically improved in the summer quarter. Especially in North America, Adidas is predicting its entire year will be good. Fiat Chrysler expects to fix its polluting diesel engines in the U.S. next year. The maker of Jeeps and Ram pickups hopes to receive approval from the U.S. government for the fix as soon as March. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 6 points yesterday. The NASDAQ was up 21, the S&P up 3. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today, so it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. To celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code The Answer for a free 2-month supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-246-8751. Use the promo code The Answer.
Throwing a party this holiday season? Eliminate the stress and make it a success by using Northern New Jersey's most reliable and extensive rental company, Taylor Rental. Since 1966, Taylor Rental has been a one-stop shop for everything for your party needs. From tents, tables, and chairs to chafing dishes, glassware, linen, and china, Taylor Rental has your next event covered. With the area's most extensive and varied selection of items to rent, they can take care of your special event. Call Taylor Rental's expert staff at 201-847-9611 or visit them online at TaylorRentalNJ.com to plan your next successful party, or stop by one of their 3 convenient showrooms in Hillsdale, Ridgewood, and Franklin Lakes in Bergen County to see all they offer. For more information, directions, or questions, call 201-847-9611, 201-847-9611, or online at TaylorRentalNJ.com.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. Love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Did you get Michael's of Brooklyn sauce now? Yeah, you can go online. Yes, you can go, and you could go to the supermarket, and you will see whether you're in Little Rock, Arkansas, whether you're in Princeton, New Jersey, whether you're in Nashville, Tennessee, you're going to see Michael's of Brooklyn. Or ShopRite, out my neck of the woods, out in the boondocks. That was so cool. I said, hey, look, there's Michael's of Brooklyn. I took a picture, I posted it, because I'm a happening dude. You know, wow, look at some little things in life. And it was great to see Michael's of Brooklyn is everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. But you, if you're listening in New York and New Jersey, and most of our listenership, of course, is right at home, right? In the city and in Jersey, you got to get to Brooklyn, man. You got to get to Brooklyn. Go to Avenue R and Nostrand right there, and you will experience one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in all of America. I'm just saying. And it's right there on your doorstep, right in Brooklyn, New York. And yes, that's where they make the sauce right there, which I love. We talk about patriotism. We talk about love of country. We talk about people coming from another country, coming here and making this country great, like a Fred and Johnny, you know, did, and Michael and Marianne and the beautiful family out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, they make the sauce right there in Brooklyn, New York. It doesn't get better than that. And then it goes all over the world, right? But you have it within your ability to get on a subway, to get on a car, jump in a car, boom, you're in Avenue R. Nostrand, Brooklyn, New York, and you'll experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America at Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. And why it matters. Tonight at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It is 729 right now on AM 970. The Answer. If you want to give a call, 877-970-2999. Great to have you with us. DJ. We got DJ Jeff with us, guys. DJ, author of Insane Consequences. This is something that you have to tackle. And again, I don't like to talk about a lot of this, but you cannot avoid the horror that is unfolding in our American society, in Las Vegas, and now Sutherland Springs in Texas. DJ, welcome to the show, man. I thought you were like a DJ or something, man, but that's really your initials, right?
Absolutely.
It's not like a DJ. Hi, DJ Jeff. So tell us about, first of all, tell us, you're the executive director of mentalillnesspolicy.org. Would you tell us about that, DJ, please?
It's the only think tank in New York and only one of two in the country that's focused exclusively on how do we improve care for the most seriously mentally ill. To put that in perspective, 100% of the population can have their mental health improved. 18% have some form of mental illness, mainly mild illnesses like ADHD and mild depression. Yeah. But 4% are seriously and persistently mentally ill, schizophrenia, treatment-resistant bipolar, and we're one of the only groups focused on them. They're homeless, they're arrested, they're incarcerated.
DJ wrote this book, Insane Consequences, How the Mental Health Industry Fails the Mentally Ill. You know, DJ, let me go here if I can for a second, because I know we deal with immunology on the program. We have Dr. Elena Fried on, and she says from a tick bite, from a vaccine, something could that happened as a child medically, that could cause a mental illness. Do you deal with in any of that in that immunology regard?
Well, the research hasn't gotten there yet. We don't know what causes serious mental illnesses like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. However, we're spending billions on prevention, even though we don't know how to prevent it. And in fact, there will likely be a Nobel Prize to whoever discovers how to cure it. However, we do think that it may that there's going to be a genetic component. Perhaps there's something that happened in utero. Perhaps there's an infection. We simply don't know.
Exactly. You think the drug companies, sometimes I think, and this is me talking, that the drug companies don't want to cure this mental illness because they make a fortune off of us, DJ, yes?
No, I have to disagree there. I think certainly the drug companies have a financial motive to sell medications. But medications are necessary for the most seriously mentally ill. I don't think you want more people who have serious mental illness, who are psychotic, delusional, and think they're the messiah walking around without taking medication.
Yeah, fair enough, DJ. Hey, we're now hearing that this shooter escaped from a mental health facility. They were talking about the Sutherland Springs shooter. 5 years ago, he escaped from a mental health facility. What do we know about what happened?
Well, I don't know the particulars of this case, but we've gone from having 500,000 psychiatric hospitals in the 1960s to less than 40,000 today. As a result, hospitals are frankly locking the front door, opening the back, and making it fairly easy to leave these hospitals because it's one way to free up another bed. Now, I don't know if that's what happened in this case, but the point is that we've moved from a system that used to treat the most seriously mentally ill. We had psychiatric hospitals to one that largely avoids treating those who are the most seriously mentally ill.
Well, what red flags do we look for, DJ Jaffe? What red flags did the authorities miss, for example?
Okay, there's first of all, and I have an article in today's National Review. If most people with mental illness, the 18%, are not more violent than others, nor are the 4% with serious mental illness. However, the subset of the 4% with serious mental illness who go untreated are more violent than others. And so what we should look is why are they going untreated? We should be focusing on dollars on getting treatment to the most seriously ill. Now, he had two things. Who would that be? It would be a very high-risk group is those who have had previous instances of violence, and this gentleman did. It would also be people who've previously were violent, and this gentleman was. So he met two of the criteria. He was violent, and he did well on medicines and then went off them.
Wow. That is, so in general, are the mentally ill more violent than everyone else?
As I write in National Review today, the untreated, seriously mentally ill are. The remainder are not. And what the mental health industry does is they always say, well, the mentally ill are no more violent than others. That's true if you're talking about your coworkers who have mild ADHD, mild depression. It's even true for the seriously mentally ill. But someone who's psychotic, delusional, eating out of a dumpster, and not in treatment is more violent. Look at the reality. Psychiatric units are locked and the nurses wear panic buttons. There's a reason for that. We're training police to go out and deal with the seriously mentally ill, not people with serious psoriasis. So now I have a mentally ill family member, so I am not saying this as a way to disparage persons with mental illness. I'm doing it as a call to say this is where the individuals we should be treating the most. As a kind and compassionate society, we should help people who need help the most, not the least.
Yeah.
If two people walk into a mental health program, one needs marriage counseling and the other's homeless and psychotic, they're going to admit the one who needs marriage counseling and say they don't have resources for the other.
Hey, DJ, before we let you go, and thank you, this is fascinating, by the way, and you're in the National Review today, well, certainly, but how do you, so you got somebody in the family, you got a friend, and they seem off kilter, and you know it. You know it. How do you, and every time you run across somebody, you hear this expression, you can't argue with crazy. You can't, because some people are just unreasonable mentally. How do you approach that? How do you approach a family member like in that regard then?
Well, there are techniques to do it. Usually what you have to do is put treatment in the context of what they want. For my own family member who has schizophrenia, wanted to be an astronaut. Now, that's not likely to happen. But what we were able to do is to say, if you want to be an astronaut, then you have to go to college, and the college won't let you in unless you stay on your medications, regardless of whether you're mentally ill or not. You may think you're not. We put taking medications in the context of what she wanted versus admitting that she's mentally ill, something she didn't want to do.
Very interesting. And again, DJ, why are all these shooters that are mentally ill, why are they all men?
I don't know that that's true, because what you tend to look at is the shooters I guess it is true with the shooters, but the people most likely to be subject to violence by the untreated seriously mentally ill are their own family members, and that doesn't make headlines. So family members are at the front line. After that would come mental health care workers. You don't hear about that. And then after that, it would be first responders. What the public does hear about is when there's mass instances, but that's a small percent of the total violence. And again, most mentally ill are not violent. It is limited to the untreated, seriously mentally ill. So that's where we should focus our efforts.
All right. We'll check out the book. DJ Jaffe, author of Insane Consequences, How the Mental Health Industry Fails the Mentally Ill. DJ, thanks for joining us. Come back again, man. That's a very just fascinating and riveting. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for bringing attention to it.
Yeah, man. DJ is also the executive director of mentalillnesspolicy.org. Oof. And we'll take phone calls as well at 877-970-2999. Hey, it's 7:38. Whoa, running late. I could have talked to DJ for an hour on that. You wonder why. Why is this happening? How does this unfold? And true, it doesn't seem like it's all men. And we all know somebody who's just a little off kilter. How do you deal with it? 877-970-2999. Let's jump to Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
42 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit says they've sidelined 44 engineers over the past year after they've tested positive for sleep apnea. The study was conducted following last year's crash at Hoboken Terminal, where sleep apnea was determined to have been a factor. A train approaching Hoboken suddenly accelerated, breaking through a barrier, killing a woman inside the station. The sidelined engineers will be required to undergo treatment before returning to work. El Chapo will undergo a psych evaluation as soon as possible. A Brooklyn federal judge yesterday granted permission for a test by lawyers for Joaquin Guzman. They claim the drug kingpin's extreme jail conditions are deteriorating his mental state. El Chapo's been behind bars since January ahead of his international drug trafficking trial that's set for next April. In sports, Knicks played without star big man Kristaps Porzingis, lost 112-99 to the Magic. The Rangers scored three goals in the first period, then held off the Bruins by the final of 4-2. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go to Route 4 westbound. All lanes remain closed, getting out toward Grand Avenue and Englewood. It's all due to an accident investigation. Watch for delays inbound GWB about 35 minutes in. Heavy from Route 4 because of the accident westbound in Englewood. Heading to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's 30. And over at the Holland, still 25. New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur North at 15E. Watch out for a collision over there as well. And traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to the Moshaloo northbound. Looks like volume getting up toward that sawmill, into the sawmill because of the accident investigation on the sawmill as you get up toward the Cross County. Watch for delays on the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. That's a stalled car, and traffic is moving slowly on the southbound Clearview, getting down toward the LIE with an accident over there as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 54. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 38 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, my dad is bringing home the best birthday cake ever.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad. That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Praise Jesus, Al Gattula. Praise Jesus.
What are you
there
trying
you
to
go.
Say, Joe?
There you go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Al, you make me laugh, man. Hey, I'm in my ex chair. You're going to want, I am going to tweet. I never do this. I'm going to put getxchair.com on Twitter and on my social media. I am so excited about the chair I sit in. The one that does not squeak, by the way. It's the chair. I love this ex chair. You're going to love it. It's a quality chair. It's made like the old days. Will you do this for Joey? Will you listen to Joey on the radio, please? And I love you. You know I love you. You go to getxchair.com. Just check it out. That's all I'm in. You'll be sold once you get there. GetXChair.com. It's like sitting in a luxury sports car. I always tell you, the chair kind of wraps itself around you, whether you've got that mesh or you got the, it's leather. It's a 15-year warranty. There's a comfort level in this chair. It doesn't tip over. They have come up with the ultimate chair for your workplace, okay? Matter of fact, forget you know, the lounger that you put in front of the TV. You're going to want to sit in the X chair in front of the television. This chair is that good. And they came to us. They came on the Piscopo show. They said, would you advertise the X chair? I said, I am so happy to advertise this thing because I love telling you things that make your life better. So if you go to getxchair.com, get the letter X, chair.com, they will knock off $100 off the price. And they'll even throw in a free footrest if you use the promo code Joe, all right? And you could adjust it, the lumbar, you could adjust all of it, the headrest, the seat depth, all adjust, giving hundreds of combinations to fit you just right, right? This is the ultimate chair. I cannot tell you enough about the X chair. So all you have to do, okay, we're going to move on with the show, but I'm so excited about it. If you go to getxchair.com, check it out. Look at the price range. Look at the 15-year warranty. Look at the beautiful style of this chair. Like, if you got, I know we got the big shots out there listening. You got a company, you're going to want to put this around the conference table. You want to put this at least in your home. When you're at your workplace, you're going to love the X chair. GetXChair.com. Use the promo code Joe. GetXChair.com. Promo code Joe.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
7:44, Gary Goldberg, host of Money Matters with Gary Goldberg on AM 970, The Answer, heard Sundays at high noon. Gary, welcome to the program. Where do we find you this Thursday morning, Gary?
I'm in New York. Last time I spoke to you, I was speaking to you at 4:45 in the morning, California time. I am devoted to you. Let me tell you.
Yeah, no, you really are. We appreciate it, man. Yeah, I know you're devoted to the listeners as well, because you could just say, well, it's 3 hours earlier. So listen, the market, Gary Goldberg, tell us about the market. Donald Trump is in. It's not slowing down. You can't call this a bubble, can you?
No, this is in no way a bubble. And, Joe, I've been doing this for 45 years. I'd like to think I recognize the makings of a bubble. And what we're finding now is just very low volatility. The market is not fluctuating very much. It's just trending higher. And simply put, there is no other game in town to make the kind of money that we are making in the U.S. markets. Junk bonds in Europe are paying 2%. Those are the bonds that lend money to Russia and Bulgaria and Romania. Are you going to put money in junk bonds in Europe versus stock dividends of quality in the U.S.? No. Joe, there's also $12 trillion of cash on the sidelines in the U.S. earning 0.3%. So anytime the market comes down a little bit, some of that money finds its way into quality. So I think it's important for people to recognize there's not this over-enthusiasm, this bubble mentality, and I think there's really a continuation of the uptrend.
Gary Goldberg, how important is picking the right sectors of the market, Gary, versus the entire index?
You know, that's a very good question, because a lot of people just buy the S&P 500, which has 500 right. stocks. Let me give you a little statistic that will be shocking to your listeners. When I tell it to our clients, they're shocked. And this is the reason you want a money manager, by the way. The S&P 500, it's up about 15% this year. About 30% of the S&P 500 is actually down this year. So about 150 out of the 500 stocks are down. And by the way, the ones that are up, 40% of those are up more than 20%. So you have to know what sectors to go into, stocks to pick. Get a good money manager, and obviously we're applying for the job. And anyone who wants to can talk to me directly about their own portfolio.
And how can we find you, Gary? First, I want to know what's on your show this weekend, but where do we find you? Right to GaryGoldberg.com?
1-800-377-5757, or email me at GaryG@GaryGoldberg.com, and I'll at least review with you what you're trying to accomplish. I'll give you a free second opinion. And it's up to the listener if they want to proceed.
I love this. And who do you got on the show this weekend, Gary Goldberg?
Charlie Daniels, the guy that you know.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm going to put on my cowboy hat. But Charlie Daniels is my guest. I think he's great. I've already done the interview because it was taped. And I will tell you, the audience will love it. The guy's great.
Well, how'd you find Charlie Daniels? I mean, did you meet him out there out in Colorado or something?
Joe, I don't want to sound like they're coming and banging on my door, but the public relations firm Come to Money Matters. We've been on for 34 years,
yeah.
And they want to get their guests on the Gary Goldberg Money Matters show. So he came to us.
I love it. Gary, I love it. And we love your tab collar, man. Me, you, and Cavuto. Everybody says,
we're changing.
We're changing the whole fashion trend. I'm telling you, buddy. You look, you are a dapper dude. I'm telling you, Gary Goldberg.
I love talking to you. I missed you last week.
Gary, thanks, man. We'll be listening this weekend. And thank you so much, Gary Goldberg. Gary's a host of Money Matters with Gary Goldberg on AM 970 The Answer. Heard Sunday, said I knew. You think I'm kidding? I see Neil Cavuto when I go on Neil's show. And Neil is a very dapper dresser. He's got the tab collar. Remember the tab collar where you snap the collar, right? You snap the little snap behind or a button behind it, or you put a tie bar behind. Look at me, how old I am. I remember that as a kid. Oh, that was it. I remember Johnny Vargo from Bloomfield, New Jersey. Johnny would always have a tab collar. Bang, we'd have the shiny suits. We were in sixth grade, by the way. Sixth grade, social dancing, Brookdale Elementary School. And we'd have short skin suits and tab collars back in the day, right? So then I see Neil wear, and I go, wow, that's great. Then I see Gary Goldberg, the same thing. And I love wearing, it just gives a tab collar. It gives a crisp look to your shirt. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. 7:49 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Let me grab a quick call, guys, if I can. Hey, Francis, you've been holding for a while. I apologize. What is on your mind this morning?
Oh, good morning. I was calling because I heard some rumors about the Donna Brazile book and the reason why she's coming out with it. And I'm told that she's coming out and throwing the Clintons under the bus because she's working behind the scenes with Obama's and trying to bring Michelle Obama out for the 2020 presidential election.
Bingo.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Francis, thank you. You know. Yeah, it does make you think, and I'll tell you what. Thank you, Francis, for calling. No, it's not conspiracy. That sounds like a very sound approach. There's always an ulterior motive, and you're absolutely right, Francis. You see it, and you should be skeptical, and we should be leery of everything in politics. Donna Brazile, by the way, great. I love her style. I just love her style, you know, because she doesn't take any guff. And when Hillary came at her, she's angry. You wonder if it's an initiative of the Obamas. You never know. I don't trust any of them. I'm done with it all. I have no trust in any public servant at this point. Not any public servant. There are some that you hear me talk to on the radio that are great, but that's listen, you can't discount that. 877-970-2999. 751 with Debbie on the roads. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning, girl?
You wore a shiny suit in sixth grade.
I did.
That's amazing.
I know.
Wow, I'm impressed.
We were like... Well, I'm trying. I don't want to use a derogatory Italian term, but we were that.
You were cool.
Just, you were cool. Yeah, yeah. And we thought we were.
I remember this.
Debbie, I thought.
Love to see that.
No,
picture.
Listen. Let's go to traffic, and
I'll tell you
exactly how cool I thought I was.
Oh,
in
I want to hear.
New Jersey is sixth grade. Oh, please.
I wish you had a picture you could tweet out of that suit. Oh, it'd be great.
So do I. And the girls wore dresses and white gloves.
Aww.
How about that? When we had social dancing.
How classy. Oh, I love
back
it.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
All right. Sharkskin Joey right here on the radio. Exactly. 751. How are we doing out there, Deb?
Joe, it's pretty tough right now. Henry Hudson northbound getting into the sawmill. All lanes closed on the sawmill northbound up by the Cross County with an ongoing accident investigation. Bronx River Parkway south getting down toward the area of Watson Avenue. Getting down into the Bronx. Watch out for an accident there as well. Problems continue for you as you head over to westbound Route 4. All lanes closed at Grand Avenue and Englewood. Terrible accident being investigated between an SUV and a tractor trailer. Crews are still out there. Inbound GWB 35 to 40 once you get to the tolls. Lincoln 40 Holland's still about 25 to 30. New Jersey Turnpike northbound. Looks like you're slowing down, getting up toward 15E. That's an accident being cleared. Expect delays here over on the Western Spur and some stop-and-go traffic as well. Over on the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge with the disabled car out there on the way as well. Still tough. Staten Island Expressway east into the Verrazano with an accident cleared. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970. The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains the left's thinking on taxes.
If it does help the economy to lower the taxes of corporations, which of course it does, it doesn't matter to the left. It's not in the realm of concern, in their realm of concern. Their realm of concern is to tax the wealthy, not to achieve prosperity.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Steve Adubato. AM 970 listeners want the whole story, not just simple sound bites. That's why I'm asking you to watch my TV show, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, for important conversations with great guests. So check out One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 1 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Rich DeMarco with the Army Football Minute. Fresh off the historic shutout victory at Air Force, the Army football team returns home on Saturday to face off against the Duke Blue Devils out of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Winners of five in a row, the Black Knights now stand at 7-2, a perfect 5-0 at home, and head coach Jeff Munkin knows it will be a challenge on Senior Day for his team to come out on top.
Hopefully the goal of trying to go undefeated at home, which we've positioned ourselves for, will give us some motivation. We're going to need some to be able to win this game for sure.
It's Army and Duke on Saturday. Kickoff from Mikey Stadium at noon with coverage on sister station AM 570 WMCA beginning at 11:30 with Black Knights game day. Army hockey and basketball tickets are on sale now. To get yours, call 877-TIX-ARMY or visit armygameday.com. With the Army Football Minute, I'm Rich DeMarco.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
7:55 with Jersey Joe on the radio. Hey, make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy today. Take control of your energy bill. If you own or rent a home or an apartment, you could sign up with just a few quick steps at BlueRockEnergy.com. Lock in your gas and electric rates for business owners and operators. Make the easy call, 877-280-4909. Team up with one of Blue Rock's expert energy advisors who can tailor a solution specific to your business. They can help you find ways to conserve energy, customize a rate plan to help control your energy costs. There, you know, you could also get a free on-site energy assessment today. How great is that? I mean, Blue Rock Energy is such a neighborhood company where it started with Phil Van Horn in Syracuse. And when you call, it's like you're talking to a neighbor, you know what I'm saying, in the community. They're there to help you. So go to BlueRockEnergy.com, if you would, or call this number, 877-280-4909, 877-280-4909. You'll be able to get on your way to a better and more affordable energy solution. All right, Blue Rock Energy, check it out, 877-280-4909 or BlueRockEnergy.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Whoa, can't you see?
Joe Lumberg, our meteorologist on this day. Joey, what a weird kind of day. It's overcast. We got rain coming in, and what's going on?
I think there could be a few sprinkles or a brief little shower late this afternoon or early tonight. It's not going to be much.
So just a little rain and then cold, you said Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow's cold. Front comes through late tonight. The wind picks up. It's just going to howl tomorrow out of the northwest, and temperatures probably struggle to get past 38 or 40 tomorrow, maybe even fall a bit. Wait. And it's going to feel like it's about 25.
What?
I'm going to have to take out the Nanook of the North jacket?
Yes,
is that
yes,
what you're telling me?
Yes.
My
yes.
Nanook with the big hood and the furry? I'm going to have to do that now, Joe.
You need those little things, you know, to put over your ears, too. You're going to need that. And then it's cold tomorrow night. We're going to be down in the mid-20s tomorrow night. Teens in the northern and western suburbs.
Wait, what?
Sunny on Saturday, the high about 40.
Here we go. Here comes winter time. You can't look cool in that winter garb, can you, Joe?
No, you can't. You can't.
You just got to go for it.
You can try, but it's just not, it's not worth it.
Hey, Joe, when you do your bike thing, do you take any of that energy drinks? You take any energy drink?
I do some of that. Yeah.
You do, then that's okay. That's relatively healthy, right?
Yeah, I could have used that yesterday. I went for a long ride, and I didn't take any, so I should have done that. It was my mistake.
How many miles, marathon man? How many miles?
I did 59 yesterday.
Oh! Ouch!
I got to do
Lumberg.
It.
And he gets up in the morning. I'd be in traction all day today. Thank you, Joey. Talk to you soon. Joe Lumberg. Did he say 59 miles? Imagine on a bike 59 miles. I don't drive. Yeah, I guess I could drive 59 miles. Oh, my gosh, that's unbelievable. Hey, it's Biscopo in the morning. Great to have you with us. 877-970-2999. You're more than welcome to join the soiree with Frankie Five Bros, with Big Al Gattulo, and Debbie Duhaime. We love you for listening, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
42 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. At least six people recovering from injuries following a school bus crash in East Orange, New Jersey. The accident happened shortly before 4 p.m. Wednesday on 280 West near the merge with the Garden State Parkway. State police are investigating and say at least four vehicles were involved. All the passengers aboard the school bus were put on a second bus. A Harlem preschool has been shut down after a student died following an allergic reaction. Family members of 3-year-old Elijah Silvera say the boy ate a grilled cheese sandwich at the 7th Avenue Center for Family Services last Friday and went into anaphylactic shock. He was rushed to the hospital. Doctors were unable to save him. Family says on its GoFundMe page he ate the sandwich despite the school knowing he had a severe allergy to dairy. In sports, the Knicks lost to the Magic 112-99. Rangers beat the Bruins 4-2. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.